Montoya re-aggravated a previous ailment that he had, and it's just more of a precautionary thing. You know, he's played so well for us that we wanted to make sure that he looks after it. You know, it happened during practice yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure that it got so that I don't think it's a long-term thing. We'll see. It'll be a game time decision. Right. You know, for me, you coach the game to win the game. And that's what I do. And how you send messages is really determined by a lot of different factors, you know. Yeah, I think that, you know, he's probably unhappy that he's out and needs to do the right things to get back and play. He's a good player. It'll work itself out.
You find yourself again in one of those situations where a win gets you above the line, and it's always interesting for us to see how your club responds in those situations. What do you expect
from our team tonight? Well, what I would expect from our team tonight is to build off of last game. We have to develop some consistency in our game, and we would take a step in the right direction doing it again tonight, and hopefully, you know, playing a good, solid 60-minute game and getting a win would really help us. And, you know, because we've played different ways at different times this season, and for me, we've got to be nailing down some consistency, and I thought we did a good job there. Last game starting it, so it's a step that I'd like to see us take.
You hear that expression in hockey quite often that players learn more in a playoff game than they do in a regular season game. You're kind of in playoff games all the time, but regardless of how all of this works out, is this a really good learning opportunity for your team?
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's hard to say. This is like a 48-game playoff. It really is. Like, how are you trying to manage this stuff? But it's, you know, it's, I don't know if you can make comparables, but I do catch your point. The difference is when you play in a playoff, you play the same opponent. And the other thing is that you develop a real dislike for each other in that series, and that usually happens somewhere around game three, usually, and sometimes before. But it's hard to say, you know, it's hard to say what you'll learn from it, what you'll take out of this season because of the different factors in it, you know, like you're playing, you're not, it's November, it's December, are we playing, are we not? All of a sudden you're playing, no training camp. So I'm not sure what we're going to get out of that. It'll be interesting to see.
The point, I guess, that I was, if you win tonight, you're in, you lose, you're out. And it has that playoff.
From that standpoint.
Yeah. You know, inspiration is built in.
Yes. And I agree with that. And I think from that standpoint, I think that from the standpoint of the pressures of dealing with the pressures of each game, I think there's a lot of lessons there. And I think there's a lot of value to the games because of that. And you can't fall too far behind, whether you lose one or two games and you're out of a series, or whether you're one or two games and you're out of that line or too far away from the line, the comparables are the same.
Realignment has been approved. Will you wait till the summer to sit down and probably worry about the Southeast and the Eastern Conference right now, and worry about Conference B and the Division B and the Western Conference and those opponents later on?
Yeah, I haven't even really looked at the release, you know, to be honest with you. So if somebody was to ask me all the particulars about it, I'd have to scramble to find answers. But I do know one thing, where, you know, I'm more focused on today and the season that we've got going rather than what's going to follow next season for me. I mean, I do understand the realignment. I think there's areas there where we can have rivalries, which I think is good, that we're in our same time zone except for one team. So I think that's all healthy for us. The fact that we're not playing in the Southeast, I think, is another good thing. But we've got enough on our plate right now for me to start just focus on the task for me, and that's the game tonight and just playing these games that are ahead of us. Well, you know, he'd have to start practicing with us, you know, be cleared to practice with us from that standpoint. It's an optional practice today, so he's still a ways away, you know, so he's just got to start practicing with us a little bit more with regularity, and we'll take it from there. Once that day comes, and we'll go from there, you know. I think he's in good shape. He's from that standpoint, it's just we've got to make sure that we deal with him in the right way so that he comes in and stays in.
Do you have a set number of practices with the team that an injured player must make?
No.
Case by case?
No, it's case by case. It really depends. You have to really get a feel from the trainers and the medical staff and how things are going, and it really depends on the injury that the player has to make sure that you put him in a situation where he feels 100% comfortable with playing and he's not in a situation where he feels he may re-injure it.